This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Well, first time you guys have ever heard this, too, in this time slot. I don't know how many times I'm going to say that. I'm probably going to quit saying that from here on out. But joining me now, first of all, this is a classroom environment, so please hold all your questions till later on. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, because there can be no other professor besides him. How you doing tonight?
Doing very well. If people have questions, they can raise their hands, and we will answer them as we see their hands raised.
In the order they're noticed.
Oh, wait. This is radio.
Yeah. Still works the same way. I do that all the time. What do you guys think of this? You guys like this or not? Show of hands. Show me. So, let's start off with this. Simply because...
Wait. You know what you need? You need an applause sound so we can go, how do you guys feel about that? And then you hit the applause button. And you go,
You mean like this?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
I love it, Bill. I love it.
Very good. So, anyway, now, when I called Joe today... In order to have a good class, I'm always looking for some things to discuss. And the first thing that I thought to discuss was a picture of a gun that I saw. Actually, a picture of a couple of guns, and I wanted to talk about those particular guns. But then, I mean, listen to this, people. Do you hear this? Well, let me take... That's the sound of a chamber slide. That sound will never change, and if it does start to change, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this Chambers gun, put it in the Chambers bag, contact Joe and get the Chambers FFL number again, and ship it back to him. Why is that a good idea, Joe?
So that you can keep your warranty intact and make sure that the gun is fixed properly the first time, and it doesn't have to be sent to me after the fact to be fixed by a hack.
Okay.
Yeah. So the long and short of it is, I have a friend and client. He has a couple guns for me, and times are tough, Bill. Times are tough for some people. There's some people out there that are not doing well financially, because of the government's taking care of us all by shutting down our livelihoods.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to sell one of his guns, which happened to be a knife fighter, one of 25 built. And he had called me and told me about 9 months ago that he was going to have a friend of his who works at a big name shop and do a little adjustment to the trigger, more to his personal liking. And I says, well, you can do that. Just keep in mind that it'll void the warranty. But as long as you're keeping the gun, who cares? And, I always work with guys. If something goes wrong, I'll take care of it anyway. But, I can't warranty somebody else's work. And he's like, yeah, I get it. No big deal. And, I trust this guy. He's good to go. All right, cool. So he did. Well, then he had to have, he had to sell it so that he could pay some bills or whatever. And he was selling it to another client friend who has several guns on order. And I got to talking to him, and I mentioned to him, I says, well, did he tell you that he had somebody else do some work on it, and it's not under warranty anymore? And he says, no. And I says, well, it's no big deal, really. Just have him send me the gun first so I can look at it, and make sure everything's kosher, and then I'll re-warranty it, and it'll go. Not a big deal. Okay, so they send me the gun. I get it here today. And what he thought had been done, along with several other things that he apparently did not ask for or know had been done that affected the function of the gun unfortunately, and had to be fixed. There were a couple of broken pieces. The trigger job was really messed up. So, you know, I had to go through the whole thing and fix it and, you know, in order to be able to re-warranty it and send it to the new owner.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and these are the things that can be avoidable. You know, you don't, somebody on my Facebook page said, well, so I shouldn't take my vintage mint condition, you know, vintage Ferrari to my local mechanic.
to the Firestone place.
Yeah, not unless he's a 75-year-old Italian guy named Enzio.
Yeah.
That's it, you know. If he is, then you're good to go. But if not, you should probably find somebody who is Italian that works on Ferrari.
So with a gun like this, now the way you guys build guns, is that almost like a different language to some of these other gunsmiths when they look at what you do or the hand fit or all this or any of these things, are they actually going to be able to say to themselves, okay, I know how they did that?
Yeah, I think some of the things they will, but you know, like some of the problems that this gun had, for example, it's obviously a Fat WMG, basically it's a 2019, one of those. And so the top screws that hold the grip onto the metal frame, they have backer screws on the inside of the frame as well. And if you don't line those backer screws up just precisely when you tighten down the outside grip screws, what you will do is you'll break the flange off the backer screw. And it's very simple to line them up properly, but it's also very simple to not line them up properly and break them. And both screws were broken. Okay, well, you know, those screws aren't free. They're like $8 a piece, which sounds ridiculous for what they are, but that's what they cost. And, you know, so, you know, things like that, as whoever worked on the gun, he decided that it was best to take the trigger out and file the over-travel screw in the trigger completely off. Why? I have no idea why he did that. But so there was tons of over-travel, which isn't good for your shooting. You know, just little oddball things like that. It's like he took a file to several areas of the grip safety. No idea why he did that. And these are all things that are completely noticeable to me because the gun was blued when we sent it out, and now it has file marks all over the inside of it.
Oh, gosh. I thought I sort of heard a roar coming from Nebraska's general vicinity here in South Carolina. When did that gun get to you? When did that happen? When did you get that?
I got it this morning. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, Eric was running a big batch of bluing today, and so I was able to fix everything real quick, and you know, get the grip safety and the bluing batch, and get some new screws and all that jazz. So we got it fixed, and you know, it's ready to go out now. Which, you know, but it took me a half a day. Took a half a day of my life to fix something that should have never had to been fixed in the first place. You know, if he would have just sent it to me in the first place and said, hey, I like this or I like that, or can you tweak this or tweak that, I would have done it and there would have been no broken parts. Yeah, he'd have been out some shipping. He's out the shipping anyway because he had to ship it to me to get me to warranty fix it, you know, to put it back under warranty.
Right.
So either way, he's out the shipping.
Gosh.
So, all right. Let this be a lesson, folks.
Very good.
Choose your gunsmith wisely.
Yeah. That's a little bit like sending the Mona Lisa out to, like, the photo mat to have it cleaned up, I would imagine. So, I get completely what you're saying. Anyway, for those of you out there, they have just added another gunsmith at Chambers Custom, and very shortly their capacity will increase. So that means his list might get a little more inclusive. And if you want to get involved with owning one of these firearms, then you have to start by going to chamberscustom.com. And there you can get it all involved and get all involved in this very exclusive ecosystem that is nothing but excellent. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. Joining me once again from the from headquarters of Chambers Custom is Joe Chambers. Yeah. I know that's actually how it is. You know how many people hit me up on Facebook or something. How about give me another link to that? To that last 1911 university. So I know you got your little fan clubs out there. Now let me ask you a question though. with this gun that went to the wrong gunsmith, what could that owner have done to have prevented that from getting to the point to where it needed to go to a gunsmith?
Well, I don't know exactly because I didn't see the gun when it started having a problem before
right.
the other guy fixed it, quote unquote. So I mean, I understand what he was describing was going on, and it was the first time I had seen that happen in a Fat WMG type gun, knife fighter type gun. So I don't know if there was just a part that over time wore in differently, was causing what he said was happening initially was that he could feel the strut bumping the grip safety, which is extremely rare.
Right.
So rare I can count it on one hand the times that I've had that happen to me on a gun that I built. Instead of just sending it to me the grip safety to look at, which I could have done, he chose to have it worked on by someone else.
Not exactly the best idea. If somebody besides you looks at a Chambers gun, does that void the warranty if they work on it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can't guarantee the work that they've done. And, if it's me or Brandon or Eric or, somebody else that I've trained, like the new guy, when he's ready, no problem. Not a problem at all. But if it's somebody, out there that I don't know who it is and I don't know what they don't know or know, I can't guarantee any of their work, so.
How much is if I come up to you and you say you voided your warranty, how much money are we talking about if I just sent the gun back to you once?
Just depends, if it's something minor, it's not a big deal to take a look at it and fix it right quick. If I have to spend a day or two on it to fix it, then you're paying the shop rate, which is $150 an hour. So it could get rather spendy.
Yeah.
For example, I've had guys that have guns for me and they have their hand loaders and they squib load and they blow the barrel up. Okay. Well, that's not a super hard fix. You got to fit a new barrel. Usually that's about all it takes. Maybe a slide stop and obviously a link. But, usually it's a relatively quick fix, and we have a flat rate for putting a barrel in, so that's not covered under warranty. You blew the gun up. That's
right.
Your fault, not mine. If you're shooting factory ammo and it blows the gun up, well, then I'm still going to charge you, and I'm going to send you the bill, and you're going to get paid back from the ammo company because that's how that thing works.
Right.
But it's because the warranty covers workmanship, right? So when a problem, if a guy has a problem, if something develops, the easiest thing to do is call me. We send a call tag. You don't even pay shipping. And if I get it in and I see the issue is something that you've done, then you're paying shipping both ways. If I get it in and I see that it's just flat out something's wrong with the gun, a part broke or something wore out or, prematurely, then I fix it, no charge, and I send it back to you, no charge. You didn't pay a dime. So in the instance of this kind of situation, he wouldn't have had to pay for shipping to me or back because I would have fixed the problem and just shipped it back and forth. No big deal. It's okay. It's the way it works out. It all came out in the wash in the end.
Well, if you have to work on a gun for 4 hours at the shop rate, you're basically the repair bill is about the same as a entry level 1911 by some pretty decent companies, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 4 hours is $600. You could buy a Ruger. You could buy a used Springfield. A number of companies out there. Rock Island. you know, you can buy a number of decent range guns, you know, base model guns. So, it just behooves you. And I tell people all the time that if you have a custom gun, doesn't matter if it's from me or from whomever, if you have a problem with it, first course of action is to contact the person that built it or the company that that manufactured it. If it's a big box store type company, one of the big ones. If they won't fix it or you don't feel that they are competent enough to fix it, well, then send it to somebody else that you feel is confident to fix it. And oftentimes that ends up being us, because people know the reputation of being able to troubleshoot and fix it, and that's fine. But I've always been of the mind that if you have a custom gun in particular, as long as it's not something that was just absolutely negligent. If it was negligent, the guy that built the gun just didn't know what he didn't know that he didn't know, well, then you probably shouldn't send it back to him because he didn't know it in the first place. He wasn't going to know it in the second place to fix it when you send it back and it's not right. But if it's a competent guy, and there's quite a few of them out there, if it's a competent guy, maybe he missed something. It happens. Shouldn't, but it does. And so, give that guy the benefit of the doubt to fix it and see if there's a problem. Maybe a part wore in a little bit, like I say, or we're working with mechanical pieces. Not everything is perfect all the time. And so, you can't, even when you're in a position like we are where you test fire the guns 500-600 rounds a piece, sometimes, a couple thousand rounds into it, something can change. And that's exactly what happened in this instance.
Right.
So, it just behooves you to not throw caution to the wind when it comes to your firearms and their repairs.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. Coming up on the next break, and for those of you who want to take a look at some of the stuff and keep up with the latest thing that's come out of Chambers Custom, you can find them on Facebook, listed as Chambers Custom. They've got Brandon, they've got Joe, they've got Eric, and they're always publishing something that they've done during the day. And when we get back, we're going to talk about one gun that is quite striking, but I have some questions about it. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After 2 months of lockdowns, people are eager to take a vacation, but most will skip out on the Memorial Day getaway and instead travel late this summer or fall. That's according to AAA. The nonprofit group also saying they expect people to stick to local and regional locations rather than jet-setting outside the country. President Trump back in Washington, D.C. after visiting a medical supply company in Pennsylvania. The president says his administration is filling the strategic national stockpile as the coronavirus outbreak goes on.
Today we're announcing a groundbreaking initiative to replenish and modernize our strategic national stockpile. The cupboards were bare. You've heard me say it a lot.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 377 points to finish at 23,625. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Pentagon's released more information on possible close encounters, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Navy releasing more details about some apparent encounters that its jets had with what it calls unidentified aerial phenomena. The release comes after the Pentagon declassified the videos of the three encounters last month. In 2014, a Navy jet reported seeing an unknown aircraft that was the size of a suitcase. It was silver in color. Another encounter also described a very small aircraft. It's led to speculation that they were drones. However, they were unable to determine who was controlling the aircraft, if in fact they were drones.
Netflix is going to release a four-part documentary series later this month about Jeffrey Epstein. The docu-series is called Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, and the trailer for it includes shots of Epstein's private Caribbean island. Viewers will be able to stream the special starting May 27th. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And, joining me again is Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, as we do 1911 University. That's not what you're supposed to do.
That was pretty, though.
Anyway, so you guys have built a 10-millimeter long slide. Now, I'm going to presume that's not the first time you guys have ever done that. That's just the first one I've ever seen.
Well, I've built a number of 10 millimeters over the years, but that's the first 2019 10 millimeter long slide that we've built.
So that's a double stack, too. It's a wide body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the capacity on this young fella?
17 rounds with the standard mags. That's okay. A lot of 10 millimeter, Bill. A lot.
Yes, it is. I can only imagine. How much does it weigh? How much does it weigh when it's loaded?
All of it.
Gotcha. So I'm going to presume this is a purpose-built gun. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we have a client out of Florida, a super nice gentleman who owns several guns for me. And he asked me, he says, hey, you know, you ever build a hog hunting gun? And I'm like, oh, you know, not specifically. And he says, well, would you think about building me a hog hunt gun? I says, well, sure, why not? What do you want? And he says, I want a long slide 10 millimeter, and it'd be really cool if you could do it on a fat WMG frame. And I'm like, why not? Let's try it. What the heck? You know, what do we got to lose?
Right.
It was an experimental project to see if it would work. It does work. There's a lot of complications with 10 millimeter in general, and when you put that platform, that caliber, on a wide body, specifically with a polymer grip that stretches and moves and bends and, you know, does its own thing, those complications can increase. So it is a good learning experience for both Eric and I. He built the gun and I assisted because I'm kind of the resident 10-millimeter expert.
Gotcha.
I think – go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask. Now, there's 10-millimeter loads, and there's 10 millimeter loads. The 10 millimeter itself, the full house load, that's a thumper. Now, I'm going to presume that any gun that you would build is designed to handle the thumping ammo. So when you test it, do you take it out there with the thumping ammo, or what? How do you test a gun like that?
Yeah, we shot probably, I want to say we shot about 700 rounds out of it.
Wow.
We shot so much the first day that my hands were sore. That's saying a lot because I shoot a lot. We shot so much that the grip, the polymer grip stretched. That's how we knew we had reached the limits of the platform. We were like, oh, that's not a good thing. We should probably dial that back a notch or 10. Because you don't want the platform to break. And I told the gentleman straight up front, I said, I don't know if this will work or not when we started. I told him flat out, I don't know what the result will be. We'll try it. We'll see what happens. We'll figure it out together. The consoling factor is, nobody buys a 10 millimeter and shoots 100,000 rounds through it. You don't do that. You don't buy a 10 millimeter for that. Not even Steve Fisher. And he shoots a lot of 10 millimeters. But the other side of it is, I know the loads that he's going to shoot in it aren't anywhere near as hot as the loads that we loaded to test it. Because if you're going to test something, you might as well test it to the greatest extreme that anybody's ever going to use it at to ensure that it can endure that. And so we shot 400 rounds of 400 or 500 rounds of regular off the shelf store bought 10 millimeter, variety of stuff, everything from the benign American Eagle, 180 grain, whatever, full metal jacket stuff, to the SIG, 180 grain self-defense, super hot stuff. And then I loaded up my personal recipe that was given to me by my friend Scott Hinker, which is a 180 grain XTP that's moving in a government model. It's moving at probably around 1500 feet per second. 1550.
Wow.
Yeah, it's getting down. It's like getting down. There ain't no double taps.
Right.
And we shot, I don't know, 200 or 300 rounds of that through it. And, we determined that it's good to go. It's not a gun that I would choose to build a bunch of because it's brutal to test fire. It's just brutal. And so I think if we go ahead and bring out the Hunter model this fall or winter, what we'll end up doing is probably bringing it out primarily in 38 Super, just because that's a known. And you can kill anything, whitetail, hogs, anything like that you want with a 38 Super.
Sure.
You can get it done. But until I get a better solution on the grip situation, which means until I work out a solution for a metal grip, we'll probably shy away from the 10 millimeters in the wide body for the time being. That's not to say that they're DOA right now, but, for the long term, but, I want to make sure when we build these guns that they're built to last forever, that you can just, if a guy gets one and he truly abuses it, it doesn't fall apart on him. And so, and I don't like, Bill, I don't like putting limitations on stuff. I don't like building guns and telling guys, well, you can shoot this ammo, but you can't shoot that ammo. Well, that's not fair. You spent your money to shoot whatever you want to shoot.
Yep.
So, yeah. But it's a cool gun. It looks beautiful. It's really a sexy gun.
Now, that's definitely a Exodus Leatherworks candidate, isn't it? I mean, who makes a holster for that one?
No one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what he's going to carry it in. He probably carried it in a little backpack or a satchel or something until he gets to where he's going to kill the hogs out of the blind.
That just looks, did you video any of that?
Shooting it?
Yeah.
No, but we do have to finish the final test fire. Probably do it early next week so I can get it shipped out to him. And I plan on doing some videos of the test firing of it, just so people can kind of get a grasp on what a 10 millimeter long slide looks like as it's going boom.
Yeah, I'd like to see that if you put it together. I'd like to maybe film some nice slow motion in that so I can watch the shockwave going downrange.
Yeah.
That'd be sort of cool.
The other thing I'm working on, and I won't mention who I'm working on it for, but you already know. But I'm working on a 10mm with a comp. And if the recoil impulse of that is what I think it will be, then we'll probably be able to put that in a 2019 with the polymer grip and make it a more realistic option, because the comp will eat up a lot of the energy.
That would just be, I can only imagine a gun that long with a compensator on the end of it.
Yeah.
What I got, that would be a Seagal gun, wouldn't it? That'd be a Seagal gun. So anyway, coming up on the next break. Now, you can check out what Chambers does and keep up with their latest goings on at either Instagram, where they're Chambers Custom, or is it Chambers Custom or Chambers Custom Guns?
Chambers Custom. Yeah.
Chambers Custom. Facebook, of course, with Chambers Custom. And if possible, Joe, when Joe takes these guns out and test fires them, he does a lot of little videos on these for you just to get a good idea what this looks like. And sometimes you see some video of something that you've never seen before. And that's why it's worth following them. And, of course, I heartily recommend any of you out there that want one of their guns, go to ChambersCustom.com and check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and I've been talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. We've been talking about why you should have your, you know, take your gun. If, you know, these are like, you know, Bentleys with fast Bentleys. And if you're going to get a Chambers Custom gun, then you should make sure that Chambers Custom. And, I mean, look at all the stuff. I mean, I've talked about this with this gun. I mean, when you get a Chambers Custom gun, you get a list of every part that went into it.
Right.
And, I mean, you keep that in addition to sending a copy of this to the end user, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Sure do. So I know all the specs of what it was when it left here.
And consequently, you either know whether that, you know, this also informs you, like if you've got a part out there that has, you've had come back more than once or twice, or wherever you decide that, okay, this is not a good part at all. Whenever you decide that, you have a point of reference, then you say, well, I see the trends here.
Right.
It's almost like a civic duty to send it back to you so you can see what's going on with that. In addition to that, you know what to order if when you find it, so it goes back to that original configuration.
Exactly.
You have a relationship with Jim Fuller, Rifle Dynamics, Jim Fuller. And
yeah, Jim and I have been friends a long time.
Yeah. How all of you gun, like the gun manufacturers, they seem to hang out together and everything, but the gunsmiths, there's like this rarefied air where you find the superlative in their particular field, in their particular niche. And I'll tell you right now, I've tried to own AKs. I've owned two. I thought both of them were subpar. And maybe it was the examples I've got, but you've got at least how many Fuller guns have you got?
Let's see, I've got 1, 2, 3. I've got 3 Jim Fuller guns, and then I have 2 guns from probably his finest protege ever, Billy Cho.
Whatever became of Billy Cho?
Billy Cho, now he lives in Oregon. And he owns his own shop, and he builds really absolutely masterful work of art folding knives, as well as doing AK work.
Yeah, I remember Billy Cho. They loaned him out to the Sons of Guns for a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah, they did for an episode.
Which they didn't really understand what he was up to, because he was actually a real gunsmith, and it wasn't a...
Right.
It wasn't a reality-type TV thing where it was a bunch of junk. So I've said my part about that. Anyway.
Yeah.
when you build a gun for him, yeah, and how many handguns have you built for him?
Just the one. Just the one. The yeah, one. I was It was a really unique project. Jim had had that gun for a long time. I don't know all the detailed history behind it, other than it was a Colt, an original Colt Commander 45, and he had had a guy in local to him in Vegas at the time do some work on it at some point. And yeah, I needed a lot of help. So, he sent it to me. We were doing a trade, actually. The AK that's in that picture with his gun that got posted up today, we were trading that AK for me to fix his gun. And, well, you know, I can't leave well enough alone. And so I worked three straight 24-hour days with no sleep to build that gun, and so that I could hand deliver it to him at SHOT Show.
For those of you that don't know, when Joe is building a gun or something, if he's looking at something and saying, I see an issue here, I see an issue there, I'll call him the following day without knowing that he's been this way, and I'll be like, how you doing today? And he'll be like, was up till 4. You should really you and Eric and Brandon should all wear lab coats, because you guys are a little bit like mad scientists anyway.
So. Well, and that particular project, when I came to bed after the third straight day of no sleep, I was basically working on caffeine, nicotine, and hate at that point. And I came to bed, and it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. I crashed, and Heidi, she rolled over. She was fixing to get up to take the kids to school, and she goes, "Is it done?" And I go, "Yeah, baby, it's all done." And she goes, "Thank God." Those were her exact words. It was so funny, Bill.
Caffeine, nicotine, and hate.
Yeah.
That sounds like the premise for a film.
Yeah, maybe.
The gun was
beautiful, though, and a lot of work went into that gun. We had to weld up the frame rails to refit the slide. We had to weld up the grip safety tanks because they had been overcut, and refit those to grip safety. I had a guy named Ed Strange, who used to own a company called Wicked Grips, make the custom grips with Jim's logo in sterling silver inlays. And then Carl actually made him a custom holster for it that's just stunning. It's a beautiful holster. So yeah, it was a wonderful project. It came together very nicely.
Now, was why did you have to rebuild this 45 versus, say, you know, just build him a gun?
Some people back then, I used to take a lot more of those projects, and it's just a very sentimental gun to him. You know, he has his reasons why it was sentimental to him, that was it. He wanted that gun. So I said, all right, well, we'll do it.
I get it now. When you said that, I get that. I will have one later, because I will get my grandfather's little revolver that he used to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about, and then this one, and this one that says Frady on the side of it in the German spelling, that's become sentimental simply because I did that so that, you know, and I've never told people this, I don't think. I don't know if I've ever said this out loud. When I got the gun, Joe was like, do you like it? We were texting back and forth, and I'm looking at the text, and it just seems sort of like it's coming over like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Do you like it? And I'm like, I love it. And he's like, well, if you don't like it, sell it and buy something for your wife that's nice.
You like my sense of humor, huh?
I did. I dug that. But, I mean, I can't ever sell this because it's got my name on it. That was the method behind my madness. There's been plenty of things come and go, as I've told you, but this one will be one that hangs out with me. So I'm just waiting now to... I've got these holsters from Carl that I can go out and carry this around in style and in comfort, and there's been nowhere to go. So consequently, I have not been carrying it because I haven't been out enough to you know, carry it. But I'm not going to complain too much about that. Now, in the remaining time we've got, which is about a minute and 20 seconds, I just want to let, you know, I just want to do a little promo for it. Now, Joe has added another guy. And when he's ready to go, he'll get a name. And that's the way Joe works. And we'll talk about him like Eric and Brandon, because he will have ascended to this level of competence that he didn't have at the beginning. So that means their capacity is going to increase given time. And that's important, because like with the Fat WMGC, you're going to do 25 of those. How many of those are already spoken for?
All of them this year.
All 25. So every time a year comes up, every time something new opens up, the ability to get one of these may not be there. But this is about to expand a little bit, and when it does, that'll be a good thing. But this is the epitome of, this is where an artist, this is like a samurai sword maker. You know, this is the master guy that hangs out in the mountains, that all the samurai come to him and say, make me a sword, please, master, please. And he thinks about it, and then he does it. And that's what Chambers Custom is. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me, Bill. It's been an honor.
Likewise. We'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.